and welcome to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt. I'm the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering. And as part of the COB podcast, I've been introducing students to resources across campus. And this week we're focusing on what I think is one of the best resources right in our own backyard. And that's the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, or the CAEE. So here to tell us more about CAEE are Luis Castillo, Araceli Chavez, Dylan Sturry, and Rushil Desai. And thank you all so much for being here today. I really appreciate you joining us. Let's start off with some introductions. So Luis, can you tell us more about yourself and what your role is for the Center and Engineering Student Services?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Luis Castillo. I am Associate Director at ESS. My title is Associate Director of Student Development. And I manage the team of student assistants that work at the CAE and all of the tutoring that goes on there.
Excellent. Thank you. And I know you're here today more to fill in if there's any gaps or anything like that, but we really want the students that are here to tell us their experiences and why the CAE means to them. And so, Araceli, why don't you start and tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Araceli Chavez. I'm an incoming second year this year. I'm a mechanical engineering major. My home's kind of the CAE, so I'm kind of don't need to do anything else really. So I'm always there. So, I don't know what else to say. Sorry.
No worries. I'm glad that you found a place that can be your home on campus. I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Dylan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Dylan Sturry. I'm going into my senior year, which is crazy to say out loud. I'm a bioengineering major. I'm originally from a small little city in Indiana. So yeah, coming here is way different. But yeah, for fun, I kind of just like exploring around the bay, kind of just taking a random bus ride to wherever and trying to find something new.
Thank you. And Rushil?
I'm Rushil Desai. I'm also a fourth year bioengineering major, which is also crazy to think about. And when I'm not at the CAE, which is not a lot of the time, but when I'm not there, I'm usually like in some bioengineering clubs that I'm a part of. So either shout out to the Biomedical Engineering Society or the Bioengineering Honor Society.
Well, again, thank you all for being here today. And like I was saying, there's no introduction to being an undergraduate for the College of Engineering without a discussion about the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence. So what is the CAE?
So the CAE is, you know, the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, but what we really want to do is facilitate like a good community around, you know, academic excellence, but not just academics, but also, you know, social well-being, mental well-being, you know, because we understand that that's part of this, the student experience as well. You know, your mental really affects how well you can do in school. So we really try to focus on that aspect, you know. This is a big school, so we try to make it seem as homey as possible so you can find a community of people that you can be with. And you're not just out there, you know, in a sea of 40,000 other students.
And so Araceli, I know this has changed a little bit this year because we're having some construction on campus, but where's the CAE located and what are the hours?
So the CAE is currently now located in 325 Davis Hall. So you can either get here coming from Hearst Avenue in between Quarry Hall or Davis Hall, or as well, there's some stairs leading up to Davis when you're going through the engineering center. Or there's also a little longer route. Through Zatarja, it takes a little longer, has to take a little detour. But our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 9. And then on Fridays, we do close at 5, but still open at 9.
And so how can students learn more about the CAEE? Because I know we've got tutoring schedules, there's events that are coming up.
We have a web, like on the Berkeley Engineering website, there is a page for the CAEE. So the URL is engineering.berkeley.edu/CAEE. And there we have like details on all the events we'll be hosting. You can actually get an introduction to the student assistants and the tutors and see what courses they cover if you're interested in that. Also just like general guidelines on where we are, what we like to do, more of an introduction along with, and you can definitely find out more about us on there. You can also go to our social media on Instagram @CAE_Berkeley if you're interested in that too.
Excellent. And I have to do a plug for the newsletter that I write every week, that we definitely talk about hours and events on that newsletter. So Dylan, can you tell us more about the tutoring? Who's it for? What courses are covered?
Yeah, I can definitely tell more about that. So we offer like a huge variety of courses. So we offer a lot of the lower divs, you know, like I like to think that we have most of the lower divs covered completely, because, you know, those physics courses, you know, those are hard for everyone. So, you know, physics, math, chemistry, like all of those introductory courses, but also we have a lot of upper divs. And when I say a lot of upper divs, I mean a lot of upper divs. We're pretty much like, I think we have like quite a bit more upper divs than we do lower divs, actually. So yeah, we like to cater to every single major, you know, in engineering, but also at the same time, we understand that a lot of other colleges have overlap with us. So we also provide those, like those services for them. We are an open space for anyone who wants to come in and, you know, join us.
And how does tutoring work? What's the process of it?
So basically, we want to make this as simple as possible for them. We don't want to make this like a hard experience on the student. So all you do is you come in, you know, say, hey, what's up? Ask for the class. You sign in on our tablet that we have at the front, which is just putting in your ID number. And then you say, hey, do you have, let's say, like Math 54? We look up if we have anyone on there, and then we point you in their direction, you know, give them a heads up, and they help you. We have drop-in tutoring, so it's not like you have to sign up for a time slot or anything. We just want to make it as stress-free as possible so the student can come in at whatever time, you know, suits them the best.
If a student's coming in for tutoring, is there anything that they need to do to prepare for coming into tutoring, or is it something that they can come and just say help?
I mean, so they can say help. However, I mean, it is beneficial if you have like some questions prepared and stuff, you know, it'll help them direct the, you know, conversation and the learning experience better. But our tutors are great regardless of, you know, like if there is just like a sudden concern that you have to go in for, you know, and you're just like, oh, I really need help. Like I'm stuck, you know, they're great all around.
And tutoring in general isn't something that you need to do just at time of a test, right? It's something that you should do throughout the semester.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think every student goes through like at least a semester where they're like, oh, I can push everything off to the back. Now, as a senior, I can tell you that get ahead of the curve as soon as possible. It'll make it so much easier on you. And the CAE is a great resource for that.
And Araceli, were you going to add something? I cut you off.
No, you're fine. No, yeah, I was gonna add something about the tutoring and about coming into like dropping in when you have a question. Also, I think what I found really helpful my first year was knowing that the tutoring hours were there, and then just being there at the time of the tutor, completing an assignment, and when the question arose, I was able to just have help on hand right there and get help, ask a question that I needed, and it was answered, and it helped me with my homeworks and assignments smoother, easier process.
Excellent. Thank you. So also part of the tutoring, I didn't have this as a question listed, but who are the tutors? Or how do you become a tutor?
Well, they're students just like us. We interview them based on what we assess to be their ability to connect with students and you know, how well they'd actually be able to teach as well as support. They get hired. Yeah. There's the applications on our website. If you're interested, feel free to go to the website and apply and fill out the form if you're interested in being a tutor. Yeah, but they're all students just like us, just like the student that's listening to this podcast, and they've been through it. They're going through it. So you can find support like that as well.
And I know we're taping this before the semester starts, but what kind of events can students look forward to?
One of my favorite events that we host is during Dead Week. We have a live week, which is just like a full slate of events that we'll do Monday through Thursday. So one of the things we do have are study jams, which are at night when we would give dinners. So we'll cater food and just provide a space for students to come get food, relax. They can also get some studying done. It's like a more focused session. But we also have de-stress events earlier in the day, which are things like a Just Dance party or like arts and crafts stations or a movie. And those are just things that will help students relax, and then they can have a more productive study session later, maybe at our study jam.
And that builds into the mental health that Dylan was talking about earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like Rashid was saying with the tutors, you know, we're students too. You know, we understand what students go through. So it really gives us a good perspective on how to plan events, what to get for events, you know, because we are the students that, you know, we're trying to serve at the same time. So it gives us really good insight into what we need to bring into our events in order to make it, you know, like a nice, not stressful space for the students, so they can, you know, like just being there for like a little bit, and then, you know, all of a sudden you have you're rejuvenated for studying later on.
We talked about this a little bit earlier about the tutoring. So I think you're going to find out about the events basically the same way that you find out about the tutoring, right, Araceli?
Yeah, a lot of it's a lot of the events and other information that you can find about the CAE is on our website, which you can look up under, I believe, Academic Support under Berkeley Engineering, or as well was linked to the website. But we as well have our social media, which is our Instagram, which is CAE_Berkeley, which through there we have been posting more, where we put more of our events, any events that we're gonna have, tutoring. We as well have our deep dives, so we'd be posting more on there as well.
Excellent. I like the social media because then you don't have to wait for the once a week newsletter. You could check it out a little bit faster.
I was gonna plug the newsletter though. You know, just to
read. I'm really fond of the newsletter. I spend a lot of time on it. More time than I should.
Yeah, I enjoy the newsletter too. It's great. It has in-depth information, but if you do just want like a quick bite, you know, like quick information really quick. Also, it's the most up-to-date because we can post really fast on it. The Instagram is a great place to get to know that.
And the newsletter, you can check out archives if you really wanted to, which comes in handy when you want to see like what events happened before or what resources that you might have missed out on. So that's on engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS news. But the same thing with the Instagram, that you could go back and check past events and things along those lines. So we talked a little bit about student positions. Do you want to talk any more about student positions if students are looking for those, Luis?
Sure. Just if anyone's interested to join our team here at the CAE, we also post positions, and we usually hire either at the beginning of the semester, so this upcoming fall, or late into the fall for the spring semester. If once you experience the CAE, you like what we do, you want to be part of it, you want to contribute either as a tutor or as a student assistant, we'll open positions at the end of the semester. Right now, currently, as we move into the beginning of the fall, we will be recruiting for tutors. So if you have any previous experience as an incoming transfer student, or if you're going into your sophomore or later on in your years, let us know. We welcome you to apply and to join us in our team.
Someone was reminding me the other day of all the different services that are in the CAE, that it's not just based around tutoring, but you have like a lending library, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, we do. So, you know, the services that are highlighted usually are, you know, the tutoring center, because, you know, that's first and foremost. But we also have a bunch of other things that we do. So, you know, the events, of course, but we also have the lending library. Which, you know, okay, so what our lending library is essentially, so if you have like, let's say an interview, right, and you need a formal, you know, suit coat, pants, a shirt, we will provide that for you. You can just check it out, tell us when you need it from until when you can get it back to us, and it's yours. Or a conference, you know, there's the whole conference season that happens. And then on top of that, I guess that's more a success closet. But lending library is like calculators. So like if you need a calculator for a test or something, we can provide that for you. Also like green books, blue books, we have those just to give out. Those you don't have to return. You know, various school supplies that you would need to be successful academically.
Also through the lending library, we as well have things like textbooks, which can get very expensive, and a lot of them you can find there, which you can either use in our space or as well check them out and take them home, and then you could use them for as long as you need them for the semester, for the year, and then they'd be very useful to have a physical copy.
And I feel like one of the big resources in the CAE is your student staff, because you've all been students, you know other resources on campus, so you're definitely somebody that students can come to and ask questions, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I think one of the best aspects of the CAE is the community, kind of the emphasis that all of our staff places on mentioning with everyone, connecting with everyone that comes in and trying to really get to know people. So that's definitely one of my favorite parts of the CAE, and also like one of the benefits of coming and talking to the staff and getting different experiences of different people in engineering. Another perk of that is that you can check out our snack closet, because that's also one of my favorite parts of the CAE is we have a curated that list of snacks that we like to get, and they're open for anyone to take as long as you sign in and let us know what you're taking out. But that's definitely one of my favorite parts, is getting
we
a snack and getting
suggestions
to talk to everyone. We do take suggestions as well, yeah, as Dylan said, yeah.
No, aside like from the snacks, sorry. No, I was going to say, aside from the snacks, we also have fresh coffee in the morning, which I think is a win.
Yeah, just to continue just on like the student aspect, it's great, you know, like it's peer-to-peer interactions. It's not like it's someone older than you, like checking you in or something. Like this is someone who is, you know, a student just like you. So like, I know for me, like I try to get to know people as much as I can when they walk through that door. Like some people like I'd seen around or had in classes, but like I genuinely become friends with them when they come to the center, because then I get to see them and stuff. And then you get to know them, and it's just great. You know, you get to exchange like information, other resources that you have on campus, and it just makes it a better experience for everyone.
So let's start with Araceli. Can you tell me one story about the center that's meant the most to you?
One story. I wouldn't say I have a specific story, but I guess since last year was my first year at Berkeley, I kind of started working there my first semester straight off the bat. So I kind of just created a community in there, and just, I don't know, created a lot of moments with a lot of other student assistants, and have created how do I say this, great relationships with them, great friendships. They become some of my closest friends. So I feel like just overall, just the environment and the community, and just overall the help there has been really great and helpful, being my first year.
And Rochelle, what's one of your stories, or what's been one of the most meaningful things about the center for you?
One of my favorite things about the center has definitely been seeing like people like over your shifts. You have the same tutors on your shifts, and oftentimes students will start coming to those hours because you know, they identify with the tutor and they want to keep learning as much as they can, and or they feel it's a situation in which they can grow in. And one of my favorite things has been observing over the course of the semester. I'll see a student come in that's having trouble with like Gen Chem. I don't know, like they'll have trouble with dimensional analysis and like converting grams to moles and whatnot. But then they'll pick it up, and then they'll keep growing and they'll keep growing. And, you know, I have this story of a student who came in one, like, towards the end of like closing, and they were really struggling. They kept talking, they were you know, they had like a homework assignment that was clearly misgraded, and they went through it with the tutor, and the tutor talked them through kind of approaching the professor and trying to build that relationship through office hours, and you know, like saving their academic success in that class. And then I see that same student coming back week after week, and by the end of the semester, they're on track to get an A in the class because they've worked hard and they've been able to use the CAE as a resource to improve. So that's one of my favorite stories to tell.
That's awesome. Dylan, what about you?
Well, okay. I've been here, I think, the longest besides Luis. So I've got quite a few stories. But yeah, there's so many. I think some of my favorites are just like the events that we host, and then after the events, just like the staff coming together and being like, we did it, you know. So it's always great. It's always a great experience hosting the events, you know. It's fun for us, and it's, you know, fun for the students who come in. So, you know, we get benefit from both sides. And then just, you know, hanging out with the staff, because, like, you know, the other people on staff are my friends, you know, those are the people that I hang out with. And it's really become, you know, a place that I love to go, which is awesome.
Luis, do you have one that you want to share?
Not necessarily a story, but I just want to highlight what all the students are mentioning about a resource that, yes, our main service that we provide is tutoring. But as Dylan, Rochelle, and Araceli already mentioned, the goal of that is for you to meet other people that are taking the same courses as you, to build community with them, to come in and study with them, and to use our space not only as a tutoring space, but as a study space and a community space, in which you can create links with other students that are taking the same courses as you or are taking different courses, but may have similar interests as you. As Dylan mentioned, we try to make it as homey as possible. We try to see what your interests also are outside of engineering to cater both the snack closet and our events to you. So I welcome you to come into the space. Give us feedback. Let us know what you want to see. Let us know how we can improve, how we can become better, and how we can make the CAE your home.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about the community aspect of it so much, because so much of what we've talked about on the podcast this summer has been how to create that new network of friends and new network of tutoring partners, and or not tutoring partners, but study partners and things along those lines. And I just really like that the center, that's the folks that are behind it and making it work, that that's your goal. That's what you want. Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that we want to add?
I don't think so. Can anyone else think of anything?
I personally want to highlight one of the other kind of resources that our program offers, or our center offers, that, you know, I've definitely had a personal hand in trying to run, especially this past semester. So it's a slight plug, but we have an emergency laptop lending program as well, which I love, because it is a huge part of trying to lower barriers to access and or to success, and just, you know, really helping any student achieve academic success. So if we have it's on our website, which again, engineering.berkeley.edu/CAE. There is a form where you can fill out to request a laptop if you are in urgent need. And obviously we can't accommodate every case, but apply and we'll reach out to you if you can get a laptop. Yeah, it's one of my favorite programs that we have, actually.
No, that's great. I know there's a couple of things on campus that try to definitely help, because if your laptop goes down, that could be just, it's so much more stressful. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'll just add on to that laptop lending program. You know, it's, you know, like for me, especially like in the beginning, you know, especially during COVID, it was really hard. And, you know, like we understand that things happen, you know. Like there's been some cases where it's just like, you know, it's just like, dang, you know, like there's nothing that you can do. And, you know, you're searching because, you know, so many of our classes rely on software now. And having this program and, you know, having capable laptops, which is very important, you know, capable laptops that can actually run these programs and stuff, is so important, you know, to student well-being, you know, because we understand things happen, you know, like. There was a previous employee at the center a couple years ago, and he set his laptop down on a desk and it just slid right off and broke. And then he had to use the laptop lending program for a while. So, you know, we understand, you know, stuff's happened to us too. We understand stuff happens. So we like to make it, you know, as easy as possible for you to, if you need it, you know, get a laptop in order to be successful.
And if anyone has questions or wants to get in contact with anyone before the school semester starts. Is there an email address that they can reach out to anyone?
Yeah.
We're testing you on if you remember your email address.
Yeah, it's the cae@berkeley.edu.
And that's the CAEE. You have to do THECAEE.
Yes. Yes. That is very important. Those three letters are very important. So you can reach out to us there, or you can DM us on Instagram, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Well, thank you so much, Araceli, Luis, Dylan, Rushil. I really appreciate your time this morning and telling us more about the CAEE and the community that you could build there, along with all the resources that are available.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And thank you all for listening today to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I look forward to podcasting with you next week. Bye.